Friday, 20 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This program is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. We're glad to be with you for another day of broadcasting. We're coming down to the end of our broadcast week, and we're in a tremendous portion of Scripture, that being 1 Corinthians chapter 13. As we look at a more excellent way that Paul has told us is recorded in chapter 13, better than any and all the gifts, and of course Peter mentions the love of God as being above all things. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our listeners. And, O Lord, we thank thee that we can love thee because thou indeed didst first love us. Our Heavenly Father is our example. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Solomon, the wisest of all men, wrote that hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. The Bible makes it clear, our Lord Jesus Christ makes it clear, that the love of the brethren, the love of God demonstrated to the brethren, is the mark of our Christianity. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Paul wrote that we are to be kindly affectioned one toward another. Now, we'll go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where we left off on our last broadcast. We're looking at the characteristics of this love that comes from God and is to be returned to him, that comes from God and is to be given to others as well. In verse 6, rejoiceth not in iniquity. The love of God does not rejoice in sin, but rejoiceth in the truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ is truth incarnate. His word is truth. The local church is to be the pillar and ground of the truth, and we are to walk in truth. John said he had no greater desire than to hear that his children walk in truth. And we're told that the love of God will help us to bear all things, that in fact it beareth all things. If we practice the love of God, then there's no load too heavy that the love of God cannot help us through. George Matheson wrote a beautiful song. Let me just read some of these verses to you. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followeth west all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. O cross that lifteth up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. Isn't that precious? O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. And how wise, I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. Thank the Lord for God blessing Mr. George Matheson to write that beautiful song. Well, back in 1 Corinthians now, chapter 13, the Bible says that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and by the way, it endureth all things. So, we have been looking at this matter of bearing heavy burdens, and God be praised that he brings us through them. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but God be praised, joy cometh in the morning. You know, I know that this can be misused, but so many times we read in the Word of God, and it came to pass. And it came to pass. Somebody said that was his favorite verse in the Bible. And it came to pass. He said, he's sure glad it didn't come to stay. Well, it is the love of God that helps us, that enables us to bear all things, and then believeth all things. You know, there's times when everything within us gets challenged, does it not? One of our favorite portions of Scripture when we're going through difficult times is found over in the book of Romans in chapter 8. The Bible says, beginning in verse 27, "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And I know that there's time when people just don't want to hear Romans 8:28. They're willing to consider Romans 8:28 when things are going good, but they don't want to hear anything about it when things are going bad. There have been people, I understand, who have actually said, "Now don't come to me with Romans 8:28 concerning these problems I have in my life." Well, dear friend, all I can say, if that's your attitude, is you're cutting yourself off from one of the greatest blessings any child of God could ever have. You see, love beareth all things, and we know this, that God doesn't make any mistakes in our life. And by the way, don't ever blame sin on God. Please, don't ever blame sin on God. It's just that God is able to take things, even some of the most difficult things in our lives, and if we're willing to repent of them, forsake them, God is able to change things, and he's able to rebuild. Our Lord is just able to do exceeding and above all that we can ask or think. But there are things when it's not necessarily sin. And you say, "Look, I have suffered this great loss. I'm going through this terrible trial." Now, how in the world could God bring any glory to himself? Or how could we know that we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose? Let me just say this, dear friend. His ways are above our ways, and his thoughts are above our thoughts. And may we not make the mistake that is so common to mankind, and that is trying to measure God's mind by our mind, God's ability by our ability, God's purpose by our purposes. No, dear friend, he is so far above us, so much wiser than we are, so much greater than we are. I mean, everything, he is in everything, is just so much superior to us. But we can put our trust in him. And we can know that if we love God and we're in the will of God, then we can know that all things work together for good to them that love him, to them that are called according to his purpose. I remember reading the story of Corrie ten Boom's many years ago, and when she was a prisoner and in a German concentration camp or in a prison there, and body lice was so thick. I mean, they just had, she and her sister were back in there, and the body lice was so thick, by the way, so thick that the German guards would not come back there and check on them because of all these body lice. Now, we would think body lice would be such a terrible thing, and in themselves, nobody wants to have them, that's for sure. But it provided some safety and security for them in the midst of their difficulties. God has his ways to take things that seem so impossible to us and make them out to be a channel of his blessing and for our good. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. I'm well aware that there are some who cannot, but I'm also aware that there could be people listening to this broadcast, and you know that you could get into the Bible class, you could get into the morning and evening services, and maybe a training union, whatever's available there. Take advantage of every opportunity. May we not sin against the Lord and not assembling of ourselves together, especially as we see the day approaching. If you're not able to get into a good fundamental Bible-believing church, you have access to the internet. We invite you to join us for services at Calvary Baptist Church. Our internet address, www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org. calbapt.org, but be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church if you can. And remember, keep looking up. Jesus could come today.